Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. For more information, go to openingtoecstasy.com or openlivenow.com. And now here's your host, Lynette McKenzie.
Hello, everyone. I'm Lynette McKenzie, and you're listening to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and we'll lead you to a deeper connection to your body and soul. Each Friday on Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, we have some of the most gifted healers, coaches, authors, and agents of change helping you awaken the beauty in your life. Before we get started, I want to say I'm having my own energy emergency. And that is that I'm getting over the flu and not feeling my best right now. So I'd like to have everyone with me just get really present. Let's everyone just take a moment and listen to our bodies. Unless you're driving, just stop whatever you're doing and put your hand on your heart and just listen to your body. Say hello to your body. Give it a little appreciation. All right. So I have a treat for you today. So many people have financial struggles, and oftentimes we get these really complicated answers that aren't any fun to listen to. And today I have something special for you. We have Brian Harris, and he wrote The Millionaire Lifeguard, and it's a new romantic adventure that it's a travel adventure that anyone could enjoy reading, but it has the added advantage of providing 7 basic steps necessary to achieve financial success. And none of these steps are based on requiring a college degree in economics in order to understand them. The thoughts within The Millionaire Lifeguard are basic, proven, common sense advice, but as Mark Twain said, nothing is so uncommon as common sense. And I read The Millionaire Lifeguard, and I really enjoyed it. It was a fun story, and the principles make a lot of sense. And basically, Brian lays out how to have a job such as being a lifeguard and manage your finances in such a way that you can live a millionaire lifestyle. So tune in and for the next hour, and you'll get to hear Brian's 7 steps and more. Brian is an author, professional speaker, and counselor. As a counselor, he's worked in high schools and college university settings. In addition, Brian is an expert in the area of career, educational planning, and success. His books related to career and educational planning have sold more than 500,000 copies. He's designed and presented workshops to thousands of unemployed adults to help them get hired into meaningful jobs. He's also a part-time professor at Queen's University and teaches courses in counseling. Brian's married with 3 children and lives in Burlington, Ontario, Canada. He enjoys traveling and spending time with his family, and I want to welcome him to the show today. Hello, Brian.
Hello, Lynette. Pleased to be with you.
Yes, it's great to have you here.
We're just enjoying some balmy weather here in Canada. We've had a lot of snow up until a few days ago, and then suddenly we're up around, I guess it would be in 50s and 60s, and suddenly bright sunny days. So we still have a bit of snow on the ground, but it's very different here all of a sudden.
Beautiful. It was actually snowing and sleeting all day here in freezing cold.
So it sounds like perhaps it's warmer here in Canada than it is there.
It is right now, yes. So before we get started, what led you to write A Millionaire Lifeguard?
Well, one of the comments you made in your introduction, Lynette, was that this is sort of an uncomplicated book related to financial security and success, and you don't need a college degree to be able to understand it. And I think that's a lot of where I'm coming from. As I worked with young people and adults, especially unemployed adults, I encountered a lot of people who were having financial difficulties. And it's interesting, just this past week on Valentine's Day, I noticed on CNN as they were talking about things, they were saying that, again, one of the greatest relationship problems relates to financial problems. And in my own experience counseling, I found again and again that people who are struggling financially, it puts this huge problem in terms of the relationship with others, and some people just get buried and they can't dig themselves out. So based on that and based on the fact that I've done a lot of work with unemployed people who perhaps more than anybody else are encountering financial problems because suddenly they're without that paycheck anymore, and I've seen the damage that that can cause to both individuals and into relationships as well, I thought, boy, there really is a need to have something that's simple for people to understand but can actually make some changes in their life. So I developed a workshop, and it was called Loss to Success. And this was initially designed for unemployed people. And I was presenting it through a local community college, and I did it a couple days a week over the period of almost 3 years. So this was a workshop that got presented to thousands of people. And the basic idea was looking at unemployment as a form of loss. It really can be a very difficult time for people. So we dealt with the frustration, the depression, the sense of loss. And then I presented a format for helping people to become more successful, and it was based on 7 steps. And those 7 steps also related to finances as well. And over the years in presenting this workshop, often people would say, you know, you really need to put that into a book for other people. And as I began to think about doing it, I initially started writing a book, nonfiction, perhaps similar to what a lot of other books would be like out on the market, with 7 steps to gain financial security. And I had written actually most of the book, and I thought, you know, this is no different than any other book I would find at Borders or on Amazon or anything else that related to financial concerns. And there's already hundreds of books out there, so I thought, what can I do to make this book different, to make it appealing to people, to make it easy to read? And it was at that point in time I thought, well, why don't I make it as a story, a travel adventure? Everybody sort of, especially at this time of the year, if you live in Canada or the North at all, you romanticize about going to Hawaii. So I thought, well, I'll set it in Hawaii, have 2 characters that are struggling financially, struggling career-wise, struggling in their relationship, and have them go to Hawaii in search of a legendary lifeguard who is living, as you said, the lifestyle of a millionaire, even though he's still a lifeguard. So it was to try to make this book unique and different, and I think that's really what separates it from many of the other books out there in financial investment, financial security, and so on.
Yeah, to be perfectly honest, I was afraid that I wouldn't like the book when you sent it to me, because things about finances have been extremely boring to me, and I, without knowing you, was afraid that maybe you wouldn't be that interesting of a writer. But I really loved the book. It was fun to read. It was easy to read. And the principles also were excellent, really excellent. And I passed the book on to my niece and nephew, and I don't know that they've been savvy enough to actually pick it up and start using the principles yet. Mm-hmm. But I hope that they do, because you really did an excellent job. You really delivered what you said you're going to.
And that's an interesting point you make about passing it on to niece and nephews. When I wrote the book, I very much had sort of that 18 to 32-year-old age group in mind. And, you know, since I wrote the book, there have been a number of articles in money, investing magazines and so on that have talked about the need for young people to gain education in terms of financial matters. And in fact, there was a national survey recently that came out that reported that parents want their children to learn more about financial matters. So I've had a number of people who have read the book saying they're giving it to their kids, and I've actually at this point in time had kids as young as 12 or 13 read the book and are finding it quite interesting. So that's great. I think if parents are reading it or older people are reading it, and then they're sharing it with younger people.
Yeah, and I'm wondering if my nephew did read it, because I've noticed that since I gave it to him, he's made a few much more wise financial choices. He's in his early 20s, mm-hmm. and he acted disinterested when I handed it to him. But I've noticed that he's made a shift, so I don't know if he'll admit to me whether he read it or not, but he seemed to take on a shift in his character.
That's great.
Seemed to me that he maybe read it.
Yeah, and it's interesting, again, you said this is sort of like a common sense approach that anyone can understand, and there might be some people say, well, maybe it's too simple, and yet it's interesting. Recently I was reading a book about Warren Buffett, who is one of the richest men in the world and probably considered one of the top financial investors in the world, and this book, which is titled Snowball, is an account of his life story. And over again in the book, many of the principles that he followed to become a billionaire are exactly the same seven principles that I outlined in the Millionaire Lifeguard. So it's not just sort of common sense for the average person, but it's things that have been proven to help people go way beyond and become very wealthy too. So
wonderful. It's time for a break right now. And when we come back, we're going to get into the seven steps. Look forward to hearing them myself. We'll be right
Terrific.
Back.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have. Cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin, pain relief and healing cream. Toprasin relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Toprasin will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Toprasin. Toprasin is available at Bi-Mart, New Seasons, and other fine health food stores and co-ops. Ask for Toprasin or call 1-800-959-1007 for a store nearest you. That's 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
We're back on Opening to Ecstasy Live with Lynette. My guest today is author and speaker Brian Harris. We're talking about his new romantic novel with a twist, The Millionaire Lifeguard. So, Brian, I would love you to share the seven steps with our listeners.
That's great, Lynette. I'd be pleased to do that. In the first step in looking at this book, we have two people, approximately 30 years of age, and the woman is divorced. She has a young child, two young children, and she's in financial difficulty, and she's seeking help. And I think initially for anyone in any kind of circumstance where you're encountering problems, one of the fortunate things is we live at a day and age where there's so many self-help materials available, whether it's a program like yours with the Transformational Talk Radio, through books, through DVDs. There's so many different ways people can expose themselves to getting help, which maybe 15 or 20 years ago just wasn't available for people. So in beginning to look at the steps in the Millionaire Lifeguard, initially we have this young couple flying to Hawaii, and they're seeking a millionaire lifeguard, a legendary lifeguard, who seems to have this golden touch. And this is their way of seeking help. And I think for all of us at any point in our life, whether it's a health concern or a financial concern or a career concern or whatever it is, at some point in time we have to accept the fact that we need help, and we have to ask for that help. And that can be, you know, a spiritual asking for help in the end that it can come our way, or it can even be this help as I talk about people can begin to look for self-help kinds of books or whatever it happens to be. I can think of one woman I worked with who was in her 50s, and she'd worked 28 years in a job, and she just lost it, and she was absolutely devastated. And as we talked, she always had an interest in hairdressing and cosmetology and things like that. And one of the first steps for her was actually go to talk to some people in this profession to see if it was exactly what she thought it would be. And as she talked to other people who were successful in this area, she made some contacts, and this actually then helped her to return back to school to get trained. So I guess one of the first steps I'm talking about here in this book is if you can identify someone who basically has what you want. And in this particular book, I think it's important for people to realize that I'm not talking about going out to become billionaires. So, you know, you don't have to use the Donald Trump examples of the people that you want to be like, because for most of us, we're not going to be there. I'm talking more about gaining financial security to the point where, you know, you have some money left over every month and you have a bit of money so you can do the things you want to do, and you reach the point where you're not afraid to open up your bills anymore. And your life just improves because of that. So, again, one of these first steps is finding somebody who already has what you want. And that could be career-wise, it could be relationship-wise, or it could even be money-wise. And it's simply reaching out to them and saying, what did you do to achieve what you want? Because often the easiest way to get something is to find somebody who already has what we want and then try to copy what they did. And as I said, there's so many self-help books and DVDs and videos and so on that could help people in this regard.
So that's step one of the seven steps?
That's step number one, looking for somebody. And as I've said in the book, The Millionaire Lifeguard, the young couple begin by traveling to Hawaii, and they begin their search looking for the millionaire lifeguard. Now, step number two is building on that a little bit more. I think most people, there's an old saying about the grass being greener and sort of on the other side of the field. And I think for most of us, we see so many things on TV and in movies, and we see families that look perfect. We see families that seem to have beautiful homes and exotic cars, and we see lifestyles of the rich and famous. And it's just all there for people to see. And I think especially for young people in their 20s, many of them get into credit card debt because they buy things right away without having the money to do it. And there's a certain idea that you can become happier when you buy things. And it's almost like our happiness depends on having to buy things. And so the second point in the Millionaire Lifeguard is we don't need that to be happy. We can all begin to be content right now. And in fact, we find in the Millionaire Lifeguard that the wife of the Millionaire Lifeguard lives the life of being a waitress, and in her spare time, she loves gardening. And she's just content with that. And even though she's in a family situation where she has this money, she still loves just doing the things that she always had done even before she had the money. And for many of us, whether it's going for a walk every day, whether it's gardening in the better weather, whether it's living some of our hobbies, whether it's reading a book, happiness can begin if we just feel content with what we've got right now. And I think one of the best quotes all time related to that, if we look at a book by an author called Viktor Frankl, and he wrote a book called Man's Search for Meaning. And Frankl was a Jewish psychotherapist who was imprisoned in the Second World War in a concentration camp, and he watched people around him suffering just the worst horrors imaginable, and he watched people dying and being tortured and everything else. And he made this comment that you can take everything away from a person except for one thing, and that's your ability to choose your own way in regardless of what's happening. And I think it's very important that we recognize that regardless of what's happening in our lives, we've got a choice. And the choice may not be what's happening to us, because there are situations where some very ugly things happen to people that they had no choice over. There are certainly some people that have health concerns that they had no choice over. But we all have a choice as to how we're going to respond to that. Another example I have related to that is I was working with a teenage girl, 15 years of age, and her father had just unexpectedly died of a heart attack. And during the week or two afterwards that she was dealing with this huge, huge loss, because she just absolutely adored her father, we were wondering just what was going to happen with this girl. And interestingly enough, within a month or two, she had completely turned her life around at school. She had been an average student before, and suddenly she was a way, way above average student. She was very involved. She became very positive. She became very successful. And I can remember at some point meeting with her and saying to her, you know, you've suffered such an incredible tragedy in your life. How is it that you've been able to turn this around and create such a positive success for yourself? And she said, through her tears, that a few weeks before her father had died, they had had a conversation about a problem the girl was having in her part-time job. And her father had made the comment to her that sometimes when bad things happen, sometimes when we face difficulties, we have to look for a door that's opening to bring us new opportunities. And she said, I couldn't think of a better way to honor the life of my father but to take what he had said to me and try to, even though he had died and even though I miss him like crazy, to take his words, to look for some new doors opening and to create some opportunities for myself. And here's the situation where she learned to be content today, which is the second point in the Millionaire Lifeguard.
Excuse me. Absolutely. I know that there are people that have a lot of money and can be even more miserable than someone who has, you know, just basic money with their needs mm-hmm. met, or even someone who's in quote-unquote poverty. And mm-hmm. I have several friends who travel to countries where the people, you know, sometimes don't even have much food for the day
yeah.
and have just the most basic shelter and are incredibly happy. And unfortunately, in some of these areas, sometimes some television from the West will be introduced, and sometimes when the kids start watching that, they start wanting things that they don't have, and that's when they start becoming unhappy. But before mm-hmm. that, when they're just present with their life and connected with their community and just enjoying whatever is happening around them, they're very happy.
Sure. Yeah, I think there's a great challenge here for parents. Because as you've just pointed out, TV can be a great influence on young people in terms of wanting things. And as parents, even sometimes we just have to sort of be that role model that we can be happy with what we've got and we can be comfortable with what we've got, and we don't always having to be running out and upgrading to a 3D TV set or the new 60-inch TV set or the latest car or whatever it happens to be. But sometimes there's just contentment in what we have, and we can be that kind of role model for our kids.
Absolutely. So it's a balance of earning, being productive, and also being content with what you have. So I do really want people to get this book, The Millionaire Lifeguard. And so Brian has agreed to give away 2 copies to the first 2 callers, and that'll be when we return from the break. The number is 800-930-2819. Again, that's 800-930-2819. Be one of the first 2 callers, and you can get a free copy of The Millionaire Lifeguard. We'll be right back after this quick break.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
We're back on Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette. My guest today is author and speaker Brian Harris. And Brian has written this new romantic novel that has a twist of including 7 financial principles. And the book is called The Millionaire Lifeguard. And Brian was just going through the 7 steps with us. So we're going to have, he's very generously agreed to give two copies to the first two callers. The number is 800-930-2819. Again, that's 800-930-2819. We'd cover the first two steps, and the first one was to find someone who already knows what it is that you need to learn. So in regards to finances, there are, as Brian pointed out, there are so many people that have written books and made programs. And Brian's book, The Millionaire Lifeguard, is I'm not sure how much it costs, but it's not very much money. And the steps are laid out very easily and accessible. So that would be, you know, one place where someone could go looking for information. And the second step that he covered was to be content with your life as it is, which doesn't mean you can't be striving for improvement and for progress. Of course, we can always do that. Excuse me. But to be content always with your financial situation, with what you have. And for me, being content has a lot to do with having an attitude of gratitude. And whenever I'm in that space, I am grateful already. And as I say that, I'm going, okay, Lynette, be grateful. I'm, as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, I'm not feeling well today. And there's a part of me that's been complaining about that. I don't like being sick. So I'm right now going to say I am so grateful for the fact that this is just a passing ailment. I'm going to be feeling better very, very soon. And I'm so grateful for all the parts of my body that are working well. And there are a million other things that actually I really am grateful for. And I'm grateful that you're on the show with us today, Brian.
Terrific. Thanks again, Lynette. I certainly hope you're feeling better again soon, too. Just a practical thing. You mentioned the cost of the book. Actually, for the listeners out there, the book, I believe, is around $12, and it's available on Amazon.com. So if you are interested in reading The Millionaire Lifeguard, it's around $12, and it's available on Amazon. What I think I'll do here is we'll just go through a few more steps from the book. And we won't likely cover them all, Lynette, but we'll give the audience a taste of what is in the book.
Before we do that, Brian, could you give your contact information for the listeners?
Sure. Probably the easiest contact information for people would be simply go to the www.millionairelifeguard.com. So www.millionairelifeguard.com. And not only will you find information on the Millionaire Lifeguard book on that website, you will also find some books that I've written related to how to get hired into your perfect job and even how to identify the career that's best for you, because there are also areas that I often talk about as well.
Wonderful. So you can go to Amazon.com to Millionaire Lifeguard, and you can also go to MillionaireLifeguard.com and see the other books that Brian's written.
Terrific. Thank you. So I'm going to just move on here a little bit more.
Wait one second. There is a caller. So let's take the caller first.
Okay.
And then we'll go to step three. Is the caller there, Chris?
She's on the line. Hello? Go ahead, caller.
Hello.
Hey. You want to give your name and say where you're from?
Michelle. I'm from Coos Bay, Oregon.
That's my hometown. Watch, I live in North Bend. Great. So, Michelle, Chris is going to take your contact information, and you're going to get a free copy of The Millionaire Lifeguard, and you're going to be on your way to your own little millionaire lifestyle.
Awesome. Thank you.
Okay.
I love the show.
Thank you. Did you have any questions for Brian while you're on air?
No, not today. I just can't wait to get the book.
That's great, Michelle. I'm sure you'll enjoy it.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling, and Chris will get your information, and Brian will get that book to you right away.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Thank you for calling, Michelle. And Brian, let's go to step three.
All right. I think there's a great emphasis today, and people hear it all the time, to do what you love or to live your passions. And I mentioned Donald Trump earlier in one of his books. He said, if you can do what you love, you'll be very successful. So, I mean, there's a lot of truth in that, but there's also a danger in that as well, because some of the things that we all love don't necessarily transfer into a career or a job. And just to give you an example with that, one of my hobbies is gardening. It's something I really enjoy doing. I find a lot of relaxation in doing it, the sort of closeness to nature, but I could never imagine doing it to sort of earn money. It's something that's a passion to do on my own property, but it's not sort of this passion that I would like to be out landscaping everybody else's place. And I think it's important for people when you begin to think about doing what you love, you know, as much as possible, it's nice in our jobs to certainly have an element that we love, but I think it's also important for people to realize that just about every job in the world has some part of it that you may not necessarily like. And that's a reality, and I think sometimes people, and especially young people, are given this unrealistic expectation of what it's going to be like to work in a job. And I think there's just this perfect one out there that they're going to do, and they're going to love every aspect of it, and that's just not the way it is. So the next part of what I'm saying here in a Million Year Lifeguard is doing what you love, but realizing that doesn't necessarily have to be your job. There are some people when I talk to, their greatest love is their family. And sometimes they feel guilty because they're spending more time with their family and not doing extra things at work, not getting promotions or not doing overtime and so on. And I think it's important for those people to realize that's okay. You know, if your family is your love, then by all means put them first. And if that means maybe you're not doing overtime or maybe you're not getting that promotion, that's okay too, because you're doing what you love and putting your family first. Most of us have different kinds of hobbies. And again, if that can translate into a job, wonderful. But if it can't, it's all right still to do that just as something on the side. One of the nice things in the book, The Millionaire Lifeguard, as we're learning this lesson is we have a lifeguard. And in his early 20s, he was having this wonderful lifestyle in Hawaii of being a lifeguard, of being a surfer, of having great friends, of all the parties and everything else. But then he realized at some point in time that he was dissatisfied with this, and he found he never had any money, and he was struggling financially and so on. And he eventually learned the principles that I have in this book and applied them to his life and became a millionaire lifeguard, which allowed him to still be a lifeguard, which was his passion, but he now had financial security, and he was able to provide for himself and his family. So the next point here that we're looking at here again is doing what you love, but understanding that there may be some people that this isn't necessarily going to be your full-time job. It may be a hobby. It may be something to do with your family. And hopefully for most listeners, though, there will be some element of this that can also apply to your job as well. I worked with a man who just lost his job recently, and he was in his mid-50s, and he had been a steel worker for 32 years. And that was his life, being a steel worker. And his family, he loved, and he had a love of also cooking. And he said it was just so relaxing after being a steel worker to come home and cook supper for everybody and his family, and he had this love of cooking. And after he lost his job of 32 years as a steel worker, and this is an industry that in certain areas of North America that is really changing, and there are certainly hundreds of people in certain cities where they're losing their job as steel workers because the market has shifted to other countries. And as we talked and he told me of his love about cooking, I just happened to throw out to him, how would it be if you could shift from being a steel worker to a chef? And he laughed and he said, well, that would really be a dream. I don't know if I could do that. But to make a long story short, he went back and took a short course in becoming a chef. And a year later, he was out in a restaurant and working as an assistant, and eventually became a chef in a restaurant and sort of had this complete career reversal of something different than what he had done for 32 years. But what he was able to do was take a love in his life, a passion, and change it into a career.
That's wonderful. You know, I love my job. I get to heal people and help people have breakthroughs. And not necessarily on the radio, but in my other business. Mm-hmm. And a couple weeks ago, I remember that I've been doing this for about 5 months. And I went home and I noticed, I thought, wow, I'm just so happy that I get to sit with people either on the phone or in person, and people from all around the world, and they'll get to have such life-changing transformations. And like, I would do that for free.
Yeah.
If I could. I mean, I've been doing it for free, but the fact that I do that and get paid for it and get to support, my family by doing that is, ecstasy for me.
That just makes me
so happy to be able to give that gift.
Lynette, you raise a wonderful point there. Sometimes people say to me, how do I know my purpose in life, or how do I know what career is best for me? And certainly there's a number of things we could look at, but I think you just really touched on something that's really a great answer, and that is, what would you do for free if you were able to still, somehow have food on the table? If there's something you could do for free and you would just love to do all the time, what would it be? And it certainly sounds like you've tapped into that in your own life.
Absolutely. I love it when I get to help people elevate their life, elevate their energy when it's in person. I love, getting to see that spark come in their eyes and the radiance in their face. And if it's over the phone, I get to hear and feel from a distance the change, the shift in their energy. Mm-hmm. And then hear the reports of people who, were on a track that was just constant unhappiness, and to shift to where they're happy, peaceful, excited, thrilled, and see the effect not only in their life, but in the effect with their families, their children, and anyone they come in contact with. And so for me, that's absolutely thrilling, and that makes me feel like, the richest person in the whole world getting to do that.
Absolutely, and that's one of the points of the Millionaire Lifeguard, too, that you can be the richest person in the world but still not have that $1 million just by giving your time to your family. And in fact, I think when we give our time to our family and our loved ones and so on, we become the richest person in the world, even if our bank accounts don't always say that. As you were speaking there,
I'm going to have to cut you off here.
Okay,
it's time
we'll
for
come
a
back
break.
To this.
So we'll be back in just a couple minutes.
Okay.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reserve Vage resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reserve Vage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reserve Vage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit reservage.com and feel vitality today.
We're back on Opening to Ecstasy. I'm your host, Lynette McKenzie. And today I have the privilege of speaking with author and speaker Brian Harris. We've been talking about his book, The Millionaire Lifeguard. And he's been sharing his seven principles that he has put in this romantic adventure novel, and seven financial principles. And we had just covered the third. And Brian was, just before break, was about to tell us how we could find and live our passion. So
yeah, actually, Lynette, as I was listening to you, I was getting excited and inspired myself. You were talking about your own job and how wonderful it is and how excited you feel in doing it. And you mentioned you would even do it for free if you could. And I'm thinking, you know, there are probably some listeners that are thinking, well, how do I discover that passion? Again, this is a very common question I get as I'm talking to people, whether it's students who are planning their future or whether it's unemployed people, and they constantly say, how do I know what I should be doing? And as you were talking, a quote came to my mind from Helen Keller, and she said that happiness comes not through self-gratification, but through devotion to a worthy purpose. In other words, we can become happy in life not because we're running out always buying things, but we can become happy by devotion to a worthy purpose. And in most cases, that worthy purpose is helping others. It can also be helping animals, but it's certainly helping others. And as I work with unemployed people, and in the last few years I've worked with thousands of unemployed people due to the poor economy that we're in, as people lose their job, they're often very depressed because losing a job is a sense of loss. Some people have even said, you know, this is even worse than the loss of a friend or the loss of a marriage, and it's a huge loss for people. And one of the things I often say to people is, why don't you go out and do some volunteer work? See if you can do some volunteer work with seniors or with young children or handicapped people. Just get out and do some volunteer work. And again, people come back and say, wow, has this ever helped me? Because that gives them a sense of a worthy purpose. And again, that doesn't have to become their job, but volunteer work in a community can help people get over their own depression and can help people feel better about themselves and give them a devotion to a worthy purpose and help put passion back in their lives. But anyways, I'm just going to come back to that question for people. How do you know? How can you find your passion in life? And I think one of the best examples I can think of right now for that is American Idol on TV. I think many listeners would be familiar with the particular show, and there are three points that I'll just go over briefly related to that show that maybe would help some listeners identify your passions. First of all, when American Idol first starts, we have these thousands and thousands, maybe 100,000 plus people auditioning for the show. And they're auditioning because they're interested in becoming a star, becoming a singer, becoming a professional entertainer. And one of the first points of identifying your passions is simply, what are you interested in? And one of the ways you can discover this is, what do you love to talk about? If you happen to go in a great big bookstore, where would you probably end up in that bookstore? What section would you look at? Because that defines and helps explain some of your interests. As you watch TV, as you read, as you talk to other people, what are you interested in? But it's important to go beyond that. As we see on American Idol, we may have more than 100,000 people interested in becoming the next star, but we find in the first few weeks of the show, as we've witnessed during these last few weeks, there are some people who have an incredible interest to be a professional musician, but they don't have the ability. And often these people don't even realize that themselves. And this is where sometimes it's wonderful to get feedback from somebody who's a life coach or a career counselor or a personal counselor who can give you a little bit of feedback related to your abilities. Because in identifying your passions, interest is important, but a second point is abilities. And sometimes we need other people to help us better understanding those abilities. Then the third thing related to identifying our passion is our values. And I think Lynette, as an example, has this value of reaching out and healing and helping other people. And different people have different values. Some people have a value of making a lot of money. Some people have a value of being a leader. Some people have a value of needing prestige. Some people have a value of helping others. Some people have a value of being creative. These are all different kinds of values. So what eventually people need to do is put the interests and abilities and values together. And again, if you were to look at my site, themillionairelifeguard.com, there is a book on there about choosing your career. And what in fact it does is it looks at identifying your interests, ability, and values, and it shows you then what your passion is in life, and then you can decide whether that passion can translate into a job or a career, or whether it's just going to be a hobby. Because once we have this passion, we have this excitement every day when we wake up. We can't wait to get going. And at the end of the day, we're still sometimes bubbling over. And I'm sure, Lynette, sometimes you have those experiences. I mean, even though today you're not feeling well, in a sense, there's still an excitement there that you may be reaching out today and helping somebody else.
Yes, I noticed when I first got the flu, I didn't cancel a client that I had. I decided to keep that session, and I felt excited and thrilled, while I was talking with her, because the session was going really, really well. And since then, I've canceled them, because I like to be 100% or 150% or 1,000% present, with clients whenever I'm with them.
Absolutely.
But yes, there's something so wonderful about doing whatever your thing is. And for me, definitely, it's, loving, sharing, helping people have that breakthrough and connect to themselves and let go of what is blocking them from being in their
static essence. Passion that you have, is this something when you were a teenager you knew already, or is it something that's just come through years of trying different things?
Well, when I was a teenager, I was the one that everybody would come to for help and advice, but I certainly, was clueless. And then when I became a social worker, I noticed that was the first time I had a job that I felt like I would have done for free. Mm-hmm. I was actually working at a nursing home, and previous to this, my only experience with elderly people hadn't been the most positive, and I didn't think I would like it, but I loved it, and I loved giving love to everybody there. Mm-hmm. And I remember feeling that I would have done that for free, and that was my first hint. And Brian, it's been so fabulous having you on the show, and the time's gone really quickly, even with the way that I'm feeling. And so I want to, again, tell everyone, The Millionaire Lifeguard, you can go to Amazon.com, and it actually has some more directly, some tips that are more directly related to specific finances, in addition to the steps, that the first three steps that Brian already shared. And Brian can be found at themillionairelifeguard.com. Thank you for being on the show, Brian.
My pleasure, Lynette. It's wonderful to be with you today, and I hope you're feeling better soon.
I definitely will be. And thank you to everyone listening out there today. Next week on Opening to Ecstasy, my guests will be Kirk Prine and Donnie Lobry from The Missing Thread. They're going to help you get freedom from food. If you've been on lots of diets and you've lost lots of weight over the years only to put it back on over and over again, and then besides being overweight, you might not be feeling good in your body. There's a disconnect between your emotions and your body. What if you could change that? What if you were so in touch with your body, your emotions, your needs, that as a natural result, all those extra pounds came off and stayed off? You could feel great in your body. People will notice how much, quote unquote, younger you look, and you'll just emanate a new inner glow of confidence and abundance. People, including new clients, are naturally more attracted to you, and the bottom line of your personal and professional relationships reflect that. If you're interested in releasing in this way, letting the weight go permanently, tune in next week as Kirk and Donnie will share how we can have freedom from food. Many blessings. I'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Opening to Ecstasy, live with Lynette, radio for your body and soul. Tune in each Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for more of Opening to Ecstasy, live with Lynette. Contact Lynette at OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com or call 541-982-2707. That's 541-982-2707.